Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. Turmeric and goji berries. Yes, indeed, that is the topic for today. You will find out that each one actually does have a connection to vision loss. First, you'll hear about turmeric, or more specifically, curcumin, and later in the program, we will deal with those goji berries. The first article is how a turmeric compound could treat glaucoma. This information came from Medical News Today, website.com. It was published in July of this year, written by Maria Kohut. It's fact-checked by Jasmine Collier. The article starts by saying, in glaucoma, the optic nerve, or this is the nerve that links the eye and the brain, becomes damaged due to fluid buildup in the eye, which puts too much pressure on the nerve. One way of managing this condition is using prescription eye drops, which help prevent further loss of vision by regulating eye pressure. Recent research conducted at University College of London and the Imperial College in London, both in the United Kingdom, suggests that a turmeric derivative called curcumin could treat the early signs of glaucoma effectively. Maybe I better take a break here and spell that for you. Curcumin is C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. And of course, turmeric is T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C. And I usually associate turmeric with mustard. And you'll hear later that it gives the mustard that yellow color. Curcumin, which is a compound derived from turmeric. So the article continues, moreover, the researchers note that there is a workable method that could allow curcumin to be delivered to the back of the eye directly using eye drops. This turmeric derivative is notoriously poorly soluble, but a new technique developed by the team would allow specialists to overcome this issue. Here comes a quote. Curcumin is an exciting compound that has shown promise at detecting and treating the neurodegeneration implicated in numerous eye and brain conditions, from glaucoma to Alzheimer's disease. So being able to administer it easily in eye drops may end up helping millions of people. This was a quote from the lead study author, Professor Francesca Cordiero. The researchers' findings are now reported in the journal called Scientific Reports. The next section talks about a special way of delivering curcumin. One of the first effects in glaucoma is the loss of retinal ganglion cells. These are a type of neuron found near the eye's retina. And retina, of course, as you know, is the tissue that lines the back of the eye. Retinal ganglion cells receive the visual cues, and they play a key role in healthy vision. The loss of these cells leads to the deterioration of eyesight, but so far, scientists have not identified a viable means of preventing retinal ganglion cell loss in the initial stages of glaucoma. In the new study, however, Professor Cordiero, and her colleagues noticed that curcumin eye drops did manage to reduce the loss of retinal cells in a rat model. Previous research has indicated that this turmeric derivative has a protective effect on retinal ganglion cells, but in these cases, the substance was administered orally. However, since curcumin has poor solubility, meaning that it dissolves and gets absorbed into the bloodstream with difficulty, oral administration is no easy feat to perform. So in order to overcome this difficulty, the researchers developed a special, what they call, nanocarrier. This is made of substances safe for human use and which have already been incorporated into some eye products. This nanocarrier increases curcumin's solubility by almost 400,000 times, and it can contain much higher quantities of the substance than other products under development. Moreover, it can deliver the substance right where it is needed via eye drops. At first, Professor Cordiero and her team performed in vitro tests of the curcumin-loaded nanocarrier, and they then repeated them in vivo on a rat model with impending retinal ganglion cell loss. Their trials were successful. After applying the innovative eye drops to the rats twice per day over a period of 3 weeks, they noticed that retinal cell loss had been significantly reduced when compared with retinal cell loss in a control group of rats that had not received this treatment. Moreover, the team was glad to observe that the curcumin-loaded nanocarrier produced no eye irritation or inflammation. Now, the researchers aim to see if curcumin, delivered via the specially designed nanocarriers, could also be used to diagnose Alzheimer's disease. The substance is known to bind to amyloid beta, which is the protein that forms the telltale deposits that are typical of Alzheimer's in the brain. Here's a quote. "We are now researching diagnostic uses for these eye drops alongside other ways to visualize the retina," says Cole lead study author Dr. Ben Davis. And he continues by saying, "Eye tests can be an opportunity to detect signs of neurodegeneration with a simple, non-invasive test." And Dr. Cordiero continues by saying, "As we live longer, diseases such as glaucoma and Alzheimer's are steadily increasing. We believe our findings could make a major contribution at helping the lives of people affected by these devastating diseases." So once again, using curcumin, a derivative of turmeric, first of all, mostly in controlling glaucoma and maybe even Alzheimer's. However, we have the next article, Turmeric Side Effects, the Health Benefits and Risks. This was updated in July of 2017, written by Catherine Watson, and this is from medicalnewstoday.com. It was reviewed by a person named Deborah Rose Wilson. She has a PhD, and she is also a registered nurse. The question is asked at the beginning of this article, what is turmeric? Turmeric, sometimes called Indian saffron, or sometimes called the golden spice, is a tall plant that grows in Asia and Central America. The turmeric that we see on our shelves and in spice cabinets is made of the ground roots of the plant. The bright yellow color of processed turmeric has inspired many cultures to use it as a dye. Ground turmeric is also a major ingredient in curry powder. Capsules, teas, powders, and extracts are some of the turmeric products available commercially. Curcumin is the active ingredient in turmeric, and it has powerful biological properties. Ayurvedic medicine, which is a traditional Indian system of treatment, recommends turmeric for a variety of health conditions. These include chronic pain and inflammation. And Western medicine has begun to study turmeric as a pain reliever and healing agent. First, we have a few positive side effects of turmeric. First of all, it's an anti-inflammatory. The Arthritis Foundation cites several studies in which turmeric has reduced inflammation. This inflammatory ability, the anti-inflammatory ability, might reduce the aggravation that people with arthritis feel in their joints. The foundation suggests taking capsules of 400 to 600 milligrams of turmeric up to 3 times a day for relief from inflammation. Another positive side effect is that it can relieve pain. Many people, including doctors, cite their own anecdotal experience with turmeric as a pain reliever. The spice is reputed to relieve arthritis pain as well. Studies seem to support turmeric for pain relief, with one noting that it seemed to work as well as ibuprofen or Advil in people with arthritis in their knees. Though dosing recommendations seem to vary, those who participated in the study took 800 milligrams of turmeric in capsule form each day. Another positive side effect, they claim that it improves liver function. Turmeric has been getting attention recently because of its antioxidant abilities. The antioxidant effect of turmeric appears to be so powerful that it may stop your liver from being damaged by toxins. This could be good news for people who take strong drugs for diabetes or other health conditions that might be hurting their liver with long-term use. The fourth possible side effect, positive side effect, it may help reduce the risk of cancer. Curcumin, they say, shows promise as a cancer treatment. Studies suggest it has protective effects against pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer, and multiple myeloma. Then the last positive side effect, it can aid your digestion. Part of the reason that turmeric is in curry powder is because it adds an element of deliciousness to food. But turmeric can also play an important role in digesting that food. Because of its antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, turmeric can contribute to healthy digestion. It is used in Ayurvedic medicine as a digestive healing agent. And now Western medicine has begun to study how turmeric can help with gut inflammation and gut permeability, two measures of your digestive efficiency. Turmeric is even being explored as a treatment for irritable bowel syndrome. Now we have, of course, the other side of the coin here, negative side effects of turmeric. The first one they mention, it can upset your stomach. The same agents in turmeric that support digestive health can cause irritation when taken in large amounts. Some participants in studies looking at the use of turmeric for cancer treatment had to drop out because their digestion was so negatively affected. Turmeric stimulates the stomach to produce more gastric acid. While this helps some people's digestion, it can really do a number on others. Another negative side effect is that it thins your blood. Turmeric's purifying properties may also make you bleed more easily. It's not clear why this happens. Other suggested benefits of turmeric, such as lowered cholesterol and lowered blood pressure, probably have something to do with the way turmeric functions in your blood. People who take blood-thinning drugs like warfarin or Coumadin should avoid consuming large doses of turmeric. And then the last negative side effect that they mention is that it may stimulate contractions. You may have heard that eating foods seasoned with curry can stimulate labor, in childbirth that is. Although there is little clinical data to back up this claim, studies suggest turmeric can ease the symptoms of PMS. So there may be something to that old wives' tale. Because of its blood-thinning effects alone, pregnant women should avoid taking turmeric supplements. Adding small amounts of turmeric as a spice to food shouldn't be a problem. Now, I can't help but think here we bring out the hot dog with lots of mustard on it. Oh, I'm sorry I said that. Next, we have a summary at this point. We have the takeaway. It appears that there are health benefits to including turmeric in your diet. The golden spice supports immune health, helps relieve pain, and can aid in digestion, among other things. But because of some of its side effects, turmeric may not be worth taking for some people. It's important to use caution when deciding whether turmeric is something you need to try. And here we come. As with any alternative therapy, let's even clarify that, as with any change in your therapy, speak with your doctor before you use turmeric to treat any health condition that you may have. Okay, now taking a turn in our pathway today, the next article says, what are the health benefits of goji berries? This I will spell for you as G-O-J-I, goji berries. This information comes from www.medicalnewstoday.com. Now, you should know there is a picture that accompanies this article showing the goji berries. Now, to me, they look like red raisins or craisins. They are about the same size and shape as raisins, but they are bright ruby red color. And hey, they do have wrinkles just like raisins. The article, What Are the Health Benefits of Goji Berries?, was written by Lana Barham. It was reviewed by Natalie Butler, who is a dietitian. The introduction says, the scientific community has been investigating the health benefits of goji berries as the popularity of these tiny fruits has grown. Their purported benefits range from anti-aging effects to glucose regulation and immune function report. Goji berries are also known as Lycium barbarum. Those are two Latin words. Lycium barbarum. The goji berry is native to Asia, and people in Asia have been using this brightly colored fruit for more than 2,000 years as a medicinal herb and food supplement. Goji berries are widely available for purchase in health food stores and online. More recently, supporters have introduced goji berries to the rest of the world, with claims of many potential health benefits. Modern science is investigating these claims, and researchers have backed many of them up. First section says what the science says about goji berries. Here are seven possible benefits of the goji berry with the scientific evidence that supports them. First of all, it protects the eye, and this is number one, protects the eye. Goji berries are believed to protect against age-related eye diseases. Goji berries can help vision because they contain high levels of those healthy antioxidants, especially zeaxanthin. The same antioxidants can also stop damage from UV light, free radicals, and oxidative stress. One study reported in the American Academy of Optometry's journal, which is titled Optometry and Vision Science, this study found that senior citizens who drank goji berry juice for 90 days increased zeaxanthin and other antioxidant levels significantly. A second study reported in the journal called Drug Design, Development, and Therapy, this study shows goji berries protect the retina from the ganglion cells responsible for glaucoma, a condition that can lead to vision loss. Now, the second science proof about goji berries says that they provide immune system support. Goji berries contain healthy antioxidants. Antioxidants are known for their immune-boosting qualities and their ability to fight harmful free radicals and inflammation as well. Goji berries contain large amounts of vitamins A and C, similar to other berries, including blueberries and raspberries. Vitamins A and C are vital for building immunity and preventing illnesses, ranging all the way from the common cold to cancer. The next benefit, number three, says it protects against cancer. High levels of antioxidant, including vitamin C, zeaxanthin, and carotenoids, are responsible for fighting cancer cells. Antioxidants slow tumor growth, reduce inflammation, and help remove harmful substances from the body. Research on mice, which was reported in the journal Drug Design, Development, and Therapy, this research finds goji berries may inhibit tumor growth and boost the effectiveness of cancer treatments. Next, we come to the fourth in the list of benefits. They claim goji berries help promote healthy skin. Goji berries contain beta-carotene, which is an essential plant phytochemical. Beta-carotene is known for its ability to promote healthy skin. Beta-carotene is an ingredient used in skin creams to improve skin health, to reduce skin irritation, to manage the effects of the sun, and to manage the impact of aging. One study in mice found that when they drank 5% goji juice, it gave them enough antioxidants to protect against UV light damage and skin disorders. Another benefit stabilizes blood sugar. Goji berries may be helpful in controlling the release of sugar into the blood. Research from back in 2015 shows that goji berries balance insulin and glucose levels in the blood. The same study linked to goji berries to increased HDL levels in people with type 2 diabetes, and HDL is known as the good cholesterol. The sixth benefit improves depression, anxiety, and sleep. Research from 2016 that was done using rats shows that goji berries can improve depression and anxiety-like behaviors. Another study in the United States using humans also found that drinking goji berry juice could improve energy, mood, and digestive health. In this study, healthy adult participants consumed 120 milliliters of goji berry juice each day, or others consumed a placebo drink for 14 days. They completed questionnaires to record their feelings of well-being, neurological and physiological health, psychological health, musculoskeletal symptoms, and digestive and cardiovascular complaints, as well as any adverse effects of the juice each day. The researchers took measurements to record each participant's blood pressure, body mass, weight, pulse, and vision before and after the 14 days of the study. The group given the goji berry juice reported improved energy, ability to focus, enhanced athletic performance, better mental acuity, and feelings of calmness and contentment by day number 15. The study also showed improved quality of sleep in those who consumed the goji berry juice, and none experienced negative side effects related to drinking the juice. And looking back, it said that the adult participants each consumed 120 milliliters of goji berry juice daily. I'm sorry I didn't get a conversion for you on that. Maybe you know. 120 millimeters equals how many ounces? Okay, the seventh positive benefit from goji berries, they say they prevent liver damage. Goji berries have been used to treat liver disease in traditional Chinese medicine. Research on animal models indicates that goji berries can help with managing liver health and preventing the progression of alcohol-induced fatty liver disease. Research on human liver cancer cells has also found the goji berry can inhibit tumor growth. So now we come to the section of this article that says what makes goji berries so good. Goji berries are often called a superfood because they contain certain chemical compounds called phytochemicals. These are produced by plants. Phytochemicals, I'll spell that for you, P-H-Y-T-O, C-H-E-M-I-C-A-L-S, phytochemicals in goji berries include these three: polysaccharides, beta-carotene, and zeaxanthin. Polysaccharides are a primary characteristic of the goji berry. Polysaccharides are an essential source of dietary fiber. A study using aging mice found that polysaccharides found in goji berries helped with improving the immune function and increase the total antioxidant activity in the body. Now, the second part of goji berries, the beta-carotene. Beta-carotene is responsible for the orange-red color pigment in goji berries. Beta-carotene is vital for eye health. You know that already, I'm sure. Beta-carotene, also vital for bone health, skin health, and cell development. The amount of beta-carotene in goji berries is among the highest of all edible plants. The third element, third phytochemical contained in goji berries is zeaxanthin. Zeaxanthin plays a crucial role in supporting the immune system. Many researchers believe that zeaxanthin can prevent macular degeneration, a progressive vision impairment that occurs when the central part of the retina or the macula deteriorates. And hey, while I'm spelling things for you, maybe I should spell that zeaxanthin. I don't think I've spelled that for you in a while. It starts with a Z, Z-E-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. And it's pronounced zeaxanthin. So the next part of this article says, adding goji berries to your diet. People can buy goji berries in most health food stores and Asian or European markets. They can easily add fresh and dry goji berries to the following things in your diet. You can add them to smoothies. You can put them into trail mixes if you make your own. Oh yeah, I suppose you could add them to the existing trail mix that you buy. You can put them in your oatmeal. What a great idea. You can add them to yogurt if you like crunchy things or chewy things in your yogurt. You can add them to salads. Now that sounds like a great idea. I think it would be great to have goji berries, little red things, along with some blue cheese with your salad. You could also add them to baked goods. I suppose they would fit in with any recipe where it calls for raisins, because as I say, they're looking quite similar. Add them to baked goods, pretty red color with your cookies. Add them to other desserts. You can add them to sweet sauces. I'm thinking in terms of maybe a raisin sauce for ham. Maybe you could add the goji berries and have a pink sauce for your ham. Who knows? And bottom line, it's also easy for people to carry some goji berries with them when they go out and just eat them plain by the handful as a snack. Goji berries are available fresh or dried. They also come already mixed with trail mixes, or what they call, you'll find them in superfood mixes, or as mentioned in the article, they are available as juice. Goji berries are available in supplement form. You can buy them in health food stores and online. Goji berries are often expensive. However, the health benefits may be worth the cost. Prices will also depend on whether the product is organic, natural, or processed. Well, I looked up online to find out how much goji berries cost, and I found out that you can buy them at Walmart, so you don't even have to go to a specialized store. Goji berries at Walmart sell for $9 for a 4-ounce bag. Goji berries, $9 for 4 ounces. If I do my math correctly, wow, that's $36 a pound. However, you've heard of the benefits. Now, the next section says who should avoid goji berries. Goji berries may interact with some medications, including blood thinners, blood pressure medications, or diabetes drugs. People taking these medications should talk to their doctor before adding goji berries to their diet. Anyone with an allergy to other berries should discuss this with a doctor before consuming fresh or dried goji berries or taking any supplement containing what they call goji berry extracts. So we come to the final article, which at this website, the final summary, which in this website is called The Takeaway. The takeaway for goji berries. Fresh and dried goji berries do not usually cause any side effects or any adverse reactions in healthy people. Goji berry supplements have been shown to be safe for most people when consumed for up to 3 months, with only rarely showing any side effects, such as allergic reactions or sensitivity to sunlight. It is safe for most people to eat goji berries in moderation. However, here we go again, always. People considering using goji berry supplements should check with the doctor first. So head out to one of your local stores. Maybe even they sell them at the mainstream stores like Trader Joe's and Aldi's and Wegmans and Tops and all those places. Look for goji berries. Well, I love the quote I found to end today's program. Here it comes. My idea of a balanced diet is a cookie in each hand. Right? Oh, yeah. This brilliant thought is attributed to Barbara Johnson, an American author who wrote her first book after reaching the age of 50. She was even voted Celebrity Mom of the Year for 1996. She has toured across our country as part of the Women of Faith tour. Her many books have comforted millions of women, bringing them hope and humor in times of distress. A cookie in each hand, balanced diet. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.